So welcome back to Reminisce Chat. This is going to be a special 30-minute episode. We're probably releasing this like Monday area.
Oh, we're doing
this one's going to be 30 minutes?
Yeah. The conspiracy theory, but this is the bonus episode, guys. I just said this.
No, you did not say
you said it would get released later this week. You did not say which one it was or that we were starting this one.
Yes.
Listen, okay, so now we'll put everyone in the loop. Special 30-minute episode since we're doing a conspiracy theory episode this week. Well, it would have been Friday since this one's coming out later.
I still don't think this makes sense.
I don't care.
We're doing 30 minutes.
I know, but why are we releasing a bonus 30-minute episode in the middle of the week?
Because the Titanic one is already being released Friday.
I know, but they can see that we've reached milestones.
Well, I mean, still, I want to do something special. I want to say thank you to the audience for listening to us every week.
Okay, we ain't going to act like three of those audience members be us, but okay.
I don't care.
Oh, wait, no, it's just me and you because Miranda doesn't listen to
the fucking show. I know. But yeah, no, I figured we'd do a nice 30-minute quick episode, you know, so that way people can sort of get their comedy in.
Maybe I can listen to it on my runs.
You don't listen to it anyways.
Oh, you know, when I run, I actually just kind of blank out.
Yeah, so I was about to say, you don't even listen to anything.
Yeah, but at least I could say I actually try to listen to it then.
That yes. But that's a baby bottle.
I know. Why does it not look like it hasn't been washed?
Can we at least introduce ourselves before we start going over here?
If they don't know us by this episode, then there's a problem.
Well, there might be new viewers.
Then they can go back to the other 10 episodes and be like, hi, I'm Joe, Dakota, and Miranda.
Yes. Okay. Well, you know, figured we'd do a quick 30-minute episode.
They also got to know our voice. Everyone knows our voice.
So they're only going to listen to this 30-minute episode.
You don't know what they're listening to. So thank you. If you're a new viewer, I'm Joe. I'm here with Miranda. Why don't you say one thing?
Hi, Miranda.
I just said Miranda.
It doesn't matter.
No, guys, this isn't the episode we released last week.
No, Miranda just doesn't know a cue. Say one word.
One word.
Okay. That's still two words.
No, he said say one word. I said one word.
All right, Dakota, why don't you say something?
Hi.
Okay, there you go. See, no, she didn't say, hi, I'm Dakota, because, you know, I just introduced you as the name.
Hi, I am...
You're here. You're here. You're here. That's what matters.
Yeah, for now.
Where the fuck are you going?
College.
Yeah,
that's in, like, next week, but we still got to... Yeah, we'll test everything out, make sure that we're still running while you're in college.
Yeah.
She's gonna be sleeping by the time we go to, like, all you're gonna hear is, like, Miranda snores through the podcast.
Until we start yelling.
I snore.
Oh, you do snore.
You do.
Yeah. You what? Definitely snore. You snore, snore, you kick, you roll.
Oh, I do know.
Like, literally, you'll be half off the couch, like, when I walk in some days when you're sleeping. I'm like, what the heck?
It's like, what are you doing? Fucking wake up my baby with your snores.
I don't think
First off, the baby snores, so I don't want to hear nothing.
But yes,
I think we woke him up. He was sleeping.
Yeah, that's
qualms.
It's because it's loud, and we. Oh yeah, isn't he coming to a wedding like next week?
I don't know.
Girl, you need to just tell him you're bringing someone else. I'll find you, or just swipe on Tinder.
I'm not going. On
Girl,
Tinder.
I can tell you when I was on Tinder, we should do like a Tinder horror story.
Oh my goodness!
Because that'd be so funny.
But I won't have any stories. I don't do Tinder.
You can do dating horror stories. You can tell them all about White Claw Boy.
Who I likes his sister's nice. Feet. You didn't like his sister's
feet. I didn't like him. He was a weirdo.
I'm pretty sure I already told them about him.
I know, but this way you can be involved.
Involved.
Yeah, but there were literally so many people who be like, I just need a date to a wedding. It's like, oh, okay.
So
I would take that offer.
Me it's too, free food!
Exactly!
Yes.
People on here are just gonna like swipe right on Tinder people who so they'll be like free food.
I would.
Don't even look at anybody's.
It's like free food. No, oh, yep. Let's go.
Free food. Zoom zoom. I actually judged a lot of people on Tinder before with a friend because she had Tinder and I was like, ooh, that one's actually nice looking.
I did the same thing with your mom, with the guy she was trying to get with that was not her cousin.
I literally thought you were about to, like, talk about why you wouldn't date her mom. I was going to be like,
no, she's talking about judging people.
I mean,
no, let's get this straight. You judge anyone and everyone, especially the people that I date, that my mom dates, that
Okay, first off, your mom, can you blame us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Judge by how your mom dates.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, my mom, I understand. Me, you don't gotta judge every single one of them.
Okay, first off.
Yes, I do.
The one dude was freaking weird.
Yeah.
Like, the one who lives nowhere near here. Freaking weird. Like, we've gone through his facial features. He is not symmetrical. And White Claw Boy was like, I just want a woman who will take care of the house. And it's like, you're not with the right girl.
You never... Have y'all judged Kwame yet?
No, I haven't seen him.
I mean, you said he was a porn star, so we kind of already made our own judgments.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll judge him this Friday.
We haven't met him.
I'll judge him this Friday.
I'll go to this wedding if I can meet Kwame.
Yes, you go be at the wedding.
No, he hasn't said a yes.
You go down there, you drag his ass up here. It's like, listen.
Be like, hey, I'm picking you up at this time.
Be ready.
Be ready. I'm driving all the way down to Cincinnati.
I'm grounded. It's like, I don't fucking care. You're a grown-ass adult. You're coming.
Yeah.
I'll drive you all the way back to Cincinnati, too, if I have to.
Make him walk back.
Oh, my goodness. No.
So, earlier in the week, I forgot to... Because I listen to podcasts at work. Because I work in a slaughterhouse. So, there's not a lot to do but look at dead pigs. So I decided.
That could be fun.
Yeah, well, you know, it's whatever. It pays me $18 an hour. I'm not gonna complain. Either way, I was sitting there.
Don't come rob our house because we have nothing.
Oh, I still have nothing. I'm so broke.
Mm-hmm. They literally got a baby. That's why.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it all goes through him. But either way, so I was listening to like old podcast episodes, and they were talking about WAP, and. The story went, I already see you dancing to it.
Listen, I like that song.
Well, the story went, like that song. It was, well, we'll talk about that here in a second, why we don't.
Okay,
well,
okay,
but go. Still, the story went, it was these two guys who were talking about it, and one of the guys is an older dude, so he doesn't know what WAP meant.
I said it, like, in public, I think in the store, telling my mom what it meant.
But... Either I gotta hear this story, but this is after my story. But either way, so their friend owns a food truck, and he serves wings and pizza. So he's sitting there, and he said, "Text your friend saying that I want your WAP wings and pizza." To the food truck owner, and the food truck owner texts him back saying, "Is like, was that meant for your wife?" And I thought it was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
But I don't get the whole stigma behind the whole song WAP.
I think it's great. If guys can make songs about sex, girls can too.
I know, but everyone's getting mad about it. It's like, I'm...
Because men do not like when women talk about how they're allowed to go out and be players because men want to be the only one who are allowed to.
But the main argument was... And I've heard this a few times. I never understood it. It's like, well, the youth is listening to it. It's like, I'm pretty sure I plugged in my PS2. I put in Need for Speed Underground 2. And the song came on to the window, to the wall, to the sweat drips from my balls. All these bitches crawl.
And wasn't that big?
Ski, ski, ski.
It wasn't that big when we were little. It's like, when I start drinking, my dick does all my thinking.
Yeah.
Like, I remember that being a big one when we were little.
I was in there. I was like, what the hell do you mean? This was on a video game
and
about
also,
racing.
Like, all the rap songs, too, that are out are a lot worse. Like, I think DJ Khaled has one where he's literally talking about drugging a girl and then fucking her.
Bizarre did the same thing back in the 90s and
early
2000s.
Yeah, so let us have WAP.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure another song, I think it was by D12 that had Eminem. It was his little side band. By his side band, Bizarre and all them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in Fight Music. He said that his hands are so numb because his grandmother sucked his dick and he didn't come. Okay. It's like, what the fuck? What's wrong with WAP?
Speaking of WAP, though, did you know that Lizzo and Cardi B are teaming up now for it's either an album or a song?
Nice.
Of that name is Cardi B.
You never heard Lizzo? She's the one who does,
You don't know the song anymore.
No, I know. I used to sing this all the time when I was single.
Isn't but it, like Good as Hell?
Yeah,
like
she does Good as Hell, and then the, Why Man Great Till They Gotta Be Great. And then, gosh, what's that song called? Maybe that one is Good as Hell.
No,
it's
Truth Hurts.
Yeah, Truth Hurts. You probably have heard it.
Yeah, I think you've heard of it.
I'll play it before we do the one episode, because I don't think we can do it right now, because copyright.
We can, as long as I think it's like 20 seconds. I don't know the law about that. I'm pretty sure it's like we can only play like 20 seconds of it, because I can, for Spotify listeners, I can upload songs onto the podcast, but they're only like 20 seconds.
Well, not do it now, because...
No.
Yeah, we'll do it after.
Yeah, no, we'll talk about it.
It was that one that always had,
like... It goes like Truth Hurts or something, something,
don't
something.
Even try. Please don't try. It had that Facebook video going around for a while with the girl drinking in her underwear, and then the friend comes in the door, and they both start dancing.
No, I never seen that.
I don't know.
It's from the Netflix movie.
What Netflix movie?
The song was in the Netflix movie.
But what's the name of the movie?
Something Else. I think.
Is that the name, Something Else?
Yeah.
Or, I thought you meant something else. Like, yes, we know it's Something
pretty,
Else.
It was pretty good. It didn't have, like, a really, like, happy ending, but it had, like, a realistic ending.
I don't
ending.
Think I've ever seen Something Else.
It's pretty good. So, basically, like, her, like, spoiler alert, guys. She breaks up with her boyfriend. They've been together for, like, 10 years, and she's kind of going through, like, dealing with that with her friends and stuff. And then she gets, like, she kind of is trying to get back with him the whole time, but then towards the end of the movie, she, like, realizes that they're never going to be together again, and then she moves halfway across the country for her job.
Nice.
Empowerment!
But, I want to kind of circle back to the WAP thing. I want to hear the story about how you try to explain to your mother what a WAP is.
Yeah.
I think it was... We might have been at Walmart and...
Wait, did you Ben Shapiro it, or did you actually say it?
No.
They say it's a wet ass P word, mother.
No, I actually said it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, actually said it.
Yeah.
And you gotta say the word pussy.
Well, it came on the radio. I don't know where I was or where we was.
You're at Walmart listening to WAP?
No, it was on the radio of wherever we were at.
You're at a store. And they're playing WAP.
Yeah, you said you were at
it was either a
Walmart.
Yeah, I know. I think it was Walmart, but
I don't think Walmart's playing that song.
Yeah. They might play the Kids Bop version of it, which I believe I heard it's a real thing.
Yeah,
I've looked it up and you can't find it.
I can't find it anywhere.
Did you try
I've tried everything.
I think it was just a joke. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think there's a real Kids Bop version.
There's lyrics for it out.
Kids Bop version.
I think it's for kids to sing along with the song. Because it starts out like there's some doors in this house.
Well,
it's like, I hope your house has a fucking door.
Well, there's...
Okay, we'll go back to how you explained
like,
it to your...
Wings and pizza, I think. Like, I think that's literally the actual switch.
Okay, just go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. And, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, it was on the radio. And my mom was like, I don't know what that means. And I just straight out said what it was. Like,
well, I'll explain for the audience who don't know.
Everyone knows what it is.
We might have audience members who don't.
You can say it.
It's a wet ass pussy.
Yes.
Fucking say it, Miranda, with power.
No, not today.
But yeah, let me tell you, not today. So as long as I catch you off on like a Tuesday, I only say the pussy word on Tuesdays. It's Friday. I don't say pussy.
I get to pick when I want to say it.
I was about to say, it's like, what? I think Friday would be the day you want to say pussy. You don't want to say it on a Tuesday. Yeah, it's like Friday, I'm about to, you know, it's pussy time.
No.
No?
I'm literally at my cousin's house on a Friday night.
Yeah, we're recording this on a Friday night.
Okay, be out partying. So there's post saying that they were going to, but that the writer could not do it.
Oh, yeah. Didn't the writer want to commit suicide trying to...
He had a nervous breakdown. Like...
He wanted to commit suicide.
What?
Well, you gotta sit there trying to translate that to a Kids Bop song. I would sit there and just say, I want to know who greenlit it to even begin.
Right.
It
was supposed to be about wings and pizza, though. You are right.
I think I have part of that transcription. I'm gonna try my best to do this whole conversation. So, you're gonna hear the knock on the door. To go into the office. Uh-huh. And the owner says, of Kids Bop, I would imagine it's an old white man, says, come on in. And then the dude comes in. He's like, hey. It's like, what's my next assignment? He sits down in the chair. He's like, there's... And then, you know, I'm going to differentiate the voice. It's like, there's this new song. It's called WAP. And I need you to put in a Kids Bop version. And the dude's sitting there's like, sir, do you know what WAP means? Like, the guy go back, like, I don't care what it means. I need it in a kids' pop version. It is the number one selling song. And then there's like, dude, it's about a wet ass. And the boss will come off, like, I don't care what it's about. I need it in a kids' pop version. And then there's like, I want you to listen to 20 seconds of the song. And I want you to see what the song's about.
There's some hoes. Yeah. It's like, we can change that to doors.
It's like, it goes, there's some hoes in this house. Like, oh, I heard there's some doors in this house.
or if it's about pizza, it'd be doughs.
There are some doughs in this place?
Yeah.
No.
Hoes, doughs, they rhyme.
There's some dough in this house. There's some dough in this house.
So are we making pizza?
Yeah, it was supposed
to be about wings and pizza.
You know what? I think I want it to be transcribed into making a pizza.
Oh, God. No.
The whole song.
You're gonna literally mess it up.
Oh, have you guys ever seen the video of the guy like singing about making lasagna? He's like, I'm gonna teach you how to make lasagna. I'm gonna teach you how to make lasagna.
What?
Okay, y'all actually have lives. I guess we're not on the internet in high school. No, it's really funny. Like, I'll have
the fuck was that?
It's so funny without a song.
He like literally goes through the whole thing and like, let me find it real quick because it's hilarious. And I don't think it's copyright because I don't think he ever sold it. So like it's literally just him in the kitchen.
I mean, honestly, if they want to try to take out a small podcast, I think.
Well, they might.
Well, who knows?
Be like, I can sell.
They're not getting anything.
Yes, it's by Brandon Scott on YouTube. It's lasagna cooking tutorial. I'm going to teach you how to make lasagna. Let me see.
See, the only, like, fun...
I'm going to teach you how to make lasagna. I'm going to teach you how to make lasagna.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I love it.
Everyone makes different lasagna.
Yeah, some people don't use sausage. Some people only use hamburger.
I've only had it with hamburger.
Some people only use hamburger.
Oh, he is on SoundCloud, guys. So go follow Brandon Scott.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not.
Follow us, not Brandon Scott.
How about you follow us first?
That way he can't get us for copyright, guys, if we promote him.
That is true. Yeah, I think we can do a promotion.
Okay. But yeah, still. Go follow that dude.
And plus, he has other means of social media. I just put the one out.
Yeah. No, Facebook and Instagram, TikTok. You know, I think just look up his name. You'll find him.
Yeah.
Probably.
But yeah.
But yeah, not everyone makes it the same.
Yeah.
Way. Some people don't make it with cheese.
Who the fuck doesn't make lasagna with cheese?
I only make cottage cheese. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cottage cheese.
Oh, I thought you meant like all cheese. No. I'm going to fucking fight that person. I will actually go there and physically punch him in the face.
I only make it with mozzarella cheese.
That's fine. I thought you meant like all cheese.
We should do a lasagna cook off, guys. Like, that can be another like YouTube special.
No. You know how messy that's going to be?
I make lasagna all the time, and I don't make a mess here.
I made spaghetti tacos. I never had spaghetti.
Ew! Have you tasted spaghetti?
Yeah.
Have you tasted a taco shell? There you go.
You got it all right there.
But I want a spaghetti taco.
I think I had that once at like the old Ryan's buffet.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You know what?
I crazy.
Y'all make fun of me for knowing these internet things. At least I was never seen with anybody eating a spaghetti taco.
You know what? Fuck you. That's from iCarly.
So I was a Disney kid, and it turned out to be a good thing because Drake Bell just got arrested.
Oh my
goodness!
I was Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it wasn't also the Nickelodeon dude, like Dan Schneider is his name, was found out to have a foot fetish.
He's a child rapist, isn't he?
I know that he had a big foot fetish, and that's why like a lot
Would
of Nickelodeon
really
shows
let
have
them
foot.
Make a children's show if he's a child rapist.
Yeah, they didn't know about it.
Yeah, no one knew about it, but like he did stuff with like Amanda Bynes and stuff like that, and Jeanette McCurdy.
That's why you don't see Jeanette McCurdy back on iCarly.
She refused to come back.
Yeah,
because they asked her to come back, and she said no. She's a country singer. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, I was watching Cupcake Wars, and they were making, like, a cupcake thing for her album release, and she's actually a country singer now.
I thought she was a pop singer.
No, she's a country singer. Amanda Bynes was a pop singer for a little bit.
I don't even know who... I know who Jeanette McCurdy is, but I don't know who Amanda Bynes is. She is that the Amanda show?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to like that show.
Me too. Bynes is...
Well, that's because you're too young.
Very possible.
Like, what were your shows that you watched as, like, a kid?
Probably, iCarly, Big Time Rush, Victorious.
So no Drake and Josh?
No, I still watch Drake and Josh.
I like Big Time Rush.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Disney's Austin and Ally.
That was cute. It wasn't around when I was a kid, but it was cute.
What was the...
I think it was meant for our age. It wasn't really meant for a kid.
Okay, I didn't watch it. No, I think it came out when I was in, like, high school.
Yeah, I think it was around middle school, high school. Because that show's not that old. I think it was around middle school, high school, or is that they were trying to get.
I don't know. This girl already had a job, but I don't know. It made no sense.
I watched a whole bunch of shows. And then there was also movies like Teen Beach Movie, all the...
Oh, I still watched Teen Beach
Joe
Movie.
Joe went through like 3 months where that's all he watched here.
Teen Beach Movie.
I was like, what
I think I watched it three times.
You watched it like 700. Every time I walked in, all I see is Teen Beach Movie. I'm like...
It's a damn good movie.
Okay, but I didn't want to watch it 700 times.
Oh. And Step Brothers. That's a masterpiece.
Step Brothers. I hate Will Ferrell. He's so stupid. The only two movies that he's good in is Elf and Bewitched.
You know what? Get off the podcast.
You cannot say that he was good in The Office.
He was not good in The Office, but he's good in Step Brothers.
No, that movie's stupid.
He's good in Talladega Nights.
That movie's also stupid.
You're stupid. You have a stupid opinion.
Anyways, I watch also SpongeBob.
That's stupid.
I think everyone watched SpongeBob.
I didn't watch SpongeBob.
What the fuck? Yeah. I have a friend that... her family wouldn't let her watch SpongeBob.
I didn't watch it until you were in the hospital.
SpongeBob, so...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't want to watch it. I had no interest in watching it. When I watched cartoons, it was usually at my grandma's, and she had PBS. So I watched, like, Clifford. I watched Fetch with Ruff Ruffman, because that was my show.
Clifford makes no sense. I think we talked about that, Clifford movie.
You talked about it.
I still want to see it. And then, there was Winx Club. Sonic was on the weekends. Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, Between the Lions. That was a good one. That was about the library.
I know, like, two of those.
Get out of my house. I know Dora.
I know Diego.
Oh, yeah, there was that. And then
I know Blue's Clues.
And then there was Maya and Miguel. That was a good one, too.
I know Chucky.
Ruby and Max.
That was creepy.
That was Max and Ruby.
Yeah, it's no. Max and Ruby.
No, fucking, okay.
It was Max and Ruby.
Yeah, I just seen it like two days ago. It's Max and Ruby.
Oh. Well, okay, the show goes Max and Ruby, Ruby and Max.
Yeah, Max and Ruby is first. Not Ruby and Max.
How am I supposed to know if they do it? Just so good.
You know, wasn't supposed to be like special, and now we're actually just going to talk about, like, you know, the shows we watched as children.
Oh, no, we're almost done with the special, half hour.
Are you sure people are gonna like this one?
Maybe.
This is basically how our conversations go before we start the podcast.
Yeah, this is the 30-minute special we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is pretty much
we talked about this last week?
Yes.
Well,
Was I not in last week?
Yes, you were.
Yeah.
Because you were saying it was like we should do a 30-minute recording before the podcast.
Yeah, but this is not what she meant.
This is not what I meant.
I don't know what you meant then.
I meant we could film it because you're talking about starting a YouTube channel.
Oh, no, last week you didn't say nothing about filming it.
No, how you always ask me how work was.
Before. Yeah, that should really be how,
Just sit down. How's work, Miranda?
Because usually then we go up. Well, first of all, she had an interesting week because literally, like, they had to close yesterday because their damn power board.
Yeah, but I didn't actually work yesterday.
You got ripped off the one time. Because you know it's never going to happen again.
Yes, and I kind of wanted to go to work yesterday because I knew it. Like, they went home early. I want to go home early.
Because it was so dark. Yeah. So they had to leave. They said it was no longer safe.
Yes.
I don't want to be safe.
But yeah, you know.
That's how you get pregnant. And die.
How are you dying from getting pregnant?
I wasn't talking about
you didn't get the movie reference?
What movie?
Mean Girls.
Never heard of it.
The coach is teaching sex ed. He's like, you'll get pregnant and die.
You didn't never... die and you had that thing.
Yeah. Did you die?
I felt like I was close to death.
Oh, you want to know something what I read? Well, no, I think I seen it on TikTok. And I know what your guys' religion is, but I'm still Christian.
I don't have a religion.
Anyways.
That's a religion.
What is it?
Isn't that agnostic?
No, it's not atheist.
Oh. Atheists don't believe in God.
I don't believe in anything.
Yeah. So I think you're agnostic. I don't know. We'll research it later.
Either way, you're something without being anything.
Yeah. I don't want to be labeled into a group. Can we not do that?
No. Anyways.
All right, well, you almost got covered in Pepsi.
Anyways.
All right, well, let's tell it quickly.
I seen on TikTok that it said females that are Christians aren't supposed to have bad pregnancy births.
Yeah, because God's powering them.
First off,
God's powering them through.
Hold up. Mary gave birth in a cold ass barn.
How do we know it was cold?
Because wasn't it like winter?
No one knows the date.
Okay, but still, no, because here's the thing. Pregnancy sucks. She probably fought with Joseph the whole time because he was not the baby daddy. And also, my mother is a very devout Christian, and she almost died at giving birth to her child.
She wasn't Christian enough.
You've met my mother. She's very Christian.
I know, we don't talk about religion in your household.
No, because me and her do not agree.
And I don't agree with any of you two.
Yeah, because she like will just call my crystals pretty, but she doesn't prefer to talk about them.
I don't believe with any of your guys' religions, so it's cool.
Yeah, but oh my gosh. Was it a man? Was it a man?
No, it was a girl. She said it was a girl.
Was a female.
Does she have children?
I don't know.
Well, if she doesn't, tell us shut the fuck up.
I said I found it on TikTok, and if I found it on TikTok, I'm probably never going to see it again.
I don't have one of those.
Oh, if you're a Christian, you have a good pregnancy. Fuck you.
All right, well.
So I guess if you have bad pregnancy, guys, you just are rejected by God.
Yeah, you're not Christian, no.
You're not Christian enough.
All right, so let's wrap this up. 3 minutes almost over already.
Oh, nice.
Still probably going to be here until midnight.
Apologize to the Christians at first for
giving them false beliefs. No, they don't deserve an apology for
this. She gave them false beliefs that their pregnancy is going to be easy.
She heard it from somebody
else. Okay.
And then she spread the word.
I don't think that warrants an apology.
That doesn't mean I apologize to them.
I apologize to the dude who sat there had to try to write a kid song about WAP.
I'm sorry for anybody for that I offended.
He probably needs therapy.
Yeah, he needs therapy. I hope he gets the help he deserves.
Did I really offend somebody?
I don't think he did. This is the first 30 minutes. Well, it's only 30 minutes, so he didn't get the chance to.
That's true.
Last episode, you almost went the whole episode until the last 10 minutes.
And we're like, everyone!
I know.
But yeah, I think... All right, so I think it's time to get out of here.
Before I offend somebody.
Yes, and then make sure you check out the past episodes.
Where I do offend people.
Yeah, you offend everyone.
Yeah.
Because this is happening before our recording of the Titanic, but it will be out after the recording of the Titanic.
Either way, go listen to the Titanic.
Yeah, the conspiracies of the Titanic. I have a whole bunch of stuff. I did a lot of work on this.
I'm really hoping it's not going to be boring.
Me
too. It shouldn't be.
Just because I don't know.
We're talking about mummies.
Oh, that's what it was. I was trying to tell Mom, like, your conspiracy theory. I didn't think it was zombies. It was the aliens. I was trying to think of the fictional characters.
What the fuck is a zombie going to do?
I don't know. Maybe eat the people and then eat the boat because they got so
Eat the hungry. Boat?
Yeah, that's
what?
Zombies don't eat boats, but that's all that we have, so we will be dropping this Monday. You'll be hearing this around, and check out the conspiracy of the Titanic, which is happening, we're recording it about right now, but it'll be out before this one. Say goodbye.
Bye!
Bye!
Bye. Oh yeah, follow us on Facebook @RandomnessChat Podcast.